California election officials are spending $16 million a week in a four-week ad blitz to educate people about voting in the recall that could remove Governor Gavin Newsom. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Through billboards, radio and digital ads, television spots, and more, the campaign is designed to make sure voters know about the recall and understand how to cast a ballot. Secretary of State Shirley Weber has said her goal is to increase voter participation across all political affiliations. The wife of California Attorney General Rob Bonta was leading in early returns Tuesday night as she sought his old San Francisco Bay Area legislative seat in a special election against a fellow Democrat. After polls closed, Mia Bonta had just over 55% of the vote compared to about 45% for her opponent, with about 46,000 votes counted. More than 80% of the people eligible to receive the coronavirus vaccine in California have received at least one dose. Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement Tuesday, saying this puts California among the top 10 states in vaccination rates. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Labor Day weekend approaching and many Californians preparing to close out the summer with a road trip. In anticipation of increased traffic that often accompanies a holiday weekend, California Highway Patrol implementing a maximum enforcement period beginning Friday at 6:01 p.m., continuing through 11:59 p.m. on Monday the 6th. To help keep drivers safe, officers will be focused on removing impaired drivers from the roadways during that time. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.